This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Julius Caesar was killed 2,000 plus years ago, a date that globalists like to launch new wars, launch assassinations, or launch new movements or revolutions. You remember old Charlie Manson in 1969, butchering Sharon Tate and cutting her baby out of her body, thinking it would launch a race war. And we're going to blame black people for doing it. Charlie Manson tried to launch a false flag. Charlie Manson was involved in the MK Ultra mind control program that came out in court, just like the Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski worked in MK Ultra for the CIA. And it just goes on from there. So I'm not saying this is a false flag. I'm not saying this is a staged event. I'm saying we need to pull back and investigate every part of this, because there was a famous shooting more than 20 years ago in New Zealand that allowed them to confiscate all semi-auto and then all basically bolt action, to where all you could have was single shot shotguns and rifles with special licenses. They had similar events take place in nearby Australia and have taken everything but the single shot firearms. Their crime rate has only gone up since that point. The real Crocodile Dundee would not turn in his firearm, so they killed him at his house, a paramilitary UN-funded SWAT team. This is the history of this, but let's pull back. We've got 49, 50 people dead. The number keeps going up. When you actually read the manifesto of the supposed shooter that we have posted on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, you learn why the mainstream media is pulling this down off Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Because the guy praises communist China. He praises all sorts of socialism and environmentalism. And then he demonizes PewDiePie and Candace Owens by praising them. Saying, oh, I'm not even as radical as Candace Owens. She calls for even more violence than I do. When it's the opposite, she calls for having no violence. So, I don't know all the angles of this yet, but I'll tell you this. It's very suspect that in the shooting video that we reviewed, we're not posting it to InfoWars.com. It's been expunged off the internet, but we've got a copy. We've got some blurred versions we're going to air here coming up for TV viewers. I'll describe them, obviously, for radio listeners. Out of the gates, he's a weird leftist eco-fascist. In fact, let me give you his words exactly. New Zealand mosque terrorist described himself as an eco-fascist who hated conservatism and admired communist China, Paul Joseph Watson. And it's got the quotes from the manifesto up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now, you'll undoubtedly see headlines today that Jones says no one died at the mosque, or mosque, the plural. None of that will be true, of course. They'll just say it, and they'll never show you. I'm simply questioning. Like I did Parkland, was there a police stand down? Because the students told us there was, and turned out there was. Whatever the truth is, we're going to ferret it out. We're going to open the phones up exclusively to New Zealand callers. We've got a raft of expert guests joining us as well today. Whatever you do, spread the live link or tell folks about that local station you're listening to. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We witnessed a mosque shooting yesterday, that means today, our time, on March 15, 2019, that's killed at least 49 people. White racist claims responsibility. Now, isn't it sickening that this individual reportedly does something horrible like this and videotapes the whole thing and then later streams it out and then basically turns himself into the police? And the media is white supremacist, white man, white man, white man. But when it's a Muslim running over hundreds of people with a truck, including toddlers, or blowing up a church or shooting people up, they go, oh, this wasn't Islam, even though they're yelling Allah Akbar. That's my big frustration, is that when radical, out-of-control Islam destroys hundreds of churches in Egypt just a few years ago and crucifies practitioners upside down in the city streets, it's cute, it's funny, CNN doesn't even report it. They call it a good revolution. But then this apparent monster, and it looks like it's him doing it on the video, I've reviewed it, it's sickening, executing these people, the way ISIS goes into churches and does it. The whole world is outraged, and the West is evil, and the West is bad, and we need to be more tolerant of Islam. So, there's so many facets to this. New Zealand has taken all the guns the last 20 years, except single shot. How do you get all these full auto? Australia's taken everything but single shot. How was he able to carry all this out in two different mosques and finally one guy with a gun, a good guy with a single shot shotgun, ran the coward off? Good guy with a gun. There's that facet. And then there's him saying, oh, you know, subscribe to PewDiePie, which the media is trying to brand as a white supremacist so they can ban the biggest internet personality out there that's reaching young people. There's a whole globalist concerted effort by Soros and others to ban PewDiePie, and now this happens. PewDiePie's come out and said it's disgusting, it's sickening, it has nothing to do with it. And then he also, in his manifesto, says, well, I like to kill people and murder people, and I'm for violence, but nobody's more violent, nobody's more hardcore than my idol Candace Owens, who's too radical for me. It's sick satire. The full manifesto, which they're pulling off the internet. They say, oh, don't give a murderer attention. He's going to get the attention. They're going to make him into the right-wing white guy they want. But we're going to show you where he worships communist China, where he hates Christians, where he hates conservatives. And he just sounds like your standard leftist devil worshiper. Paul Joseph Watson has the big definitive story up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That needs to get out there. New Zealand mosque terrorist described himself as an eco-fascist who hated conservatism and admired communist China. We're going to go over all of it today and have a bunch of guests on and open the phones up specifically for people in New Zealand or in Australia. Because there's different conflicting reports, but supposedly from Australia in New Zealand. Both countries are basically run the same. They've taken the guns from the few massacres they've had. Well, I mean, gun owners in general, but it was a good guy with a gun that began to stop it. But here's the big elephant in the room. I've asked Paul Watson to do an article. He's already churned out like three. I think Kit Daniels is going to get it done. I don't know what headline you go with. It's so crazy. But I was looking at the number. Thousands of Christian churches have been blown up in Africa and the Middle East and Asia, including the Philippines. Thousands. Can we just play video? Just type into YouTube. They try to take it down because it shows what Islam's up to, radical Islam. Type in ISIS takes over, desecrates churches in Philippines. There's dozens of videos. And don't show them shooting people. They're also executing them. They go into the church on Easter, what was it, last year? And shot like 100 people. I think 30-something died. I mean, that's what goes on. It's just a footnote in the news. Oh, ISIS attacked to 5 or 6 churches on Easter in the Philippines. And it's a blip in the newspaper. And there's been hundreds. I mean, every day I see where there's an attack in Indonesia. They've taken over whole islands. And islands with hundreds of thousands of people on it, and our own media says, oh, the Filipino leader, he's too mean to Islam. He should be nice to them. So hundreds of churches were blown up during the Arab Spring that CNN said was so good that Obama funded, and they went and blew up hundreds, several hundred churches. In fact, I've got an Egyptian friend that we had on when I was out in Hawaii last year who's a pastor. He's always wanting to come on. I need to give you his name and number, Daria. We should get him on because he can talk about this. But he's an Egyptian Christian. He can tell you what it's really like. And we've had a bunch of famous Egyptian journalist lady on. Forget her name. We should get her on in the next few days. Undoubtedly, I'll be doing a special broadcast about this tomorrow. But the point is, just say the guy's a monster. Just say that this scumbag that reportedly did this, and I don't see any evidence that he didn't because he videotaped it all himself. Brenton Tarrant is a cowardly scumbag monster. And you'll see Christians and conservatives and nationalists say that. But every time there's a church shot up or Christians run over, Muslims say, like the two Muslims we have in Congress, it's not our job. Ilhan Omar, I can play the video. It's not our job when somebody kills people in a car or bombs a church. We didn't do that. Why should we have to apologize? Why should we have to decry it even? So I'll say that the backpack killer, as they're calling him, he's a big backpacker around the world. I'll say this guy was a crazy person. I'll say this guy wanted to be famous. I'll say this guy was a coward going in and finding a group he thought would be disarmed in a disarmed country. But where are the Muslim groups decrying Islamic terror attacks on Christians and others? You could hear a pin drop. You could pull up all day. Just type into YouTube. ISIS blows up Christian church in Iraq. ISIS blows up Christian church in Syria. ISIS blows up Christian. Al-Qaeda blows up church in Egypt. And there's hours of churches with they come in, they machine gun people, they make them stay in the church, they roll in a shopping cart of plastic explosive, and then they blow the whole church up. And they stomp on images of Jesus, and they piss all over Mary, literally, and they eat people's hearts, and they put women into sex slavery, and they do all this, and it never even hits the news. It's just a blurb that, oh, on Easter, you watch, Easter's coming up here in just a few weeks. Guaranteed on Easter, that's how Muslims celebrate it, radical criminal jihadis, they will blow up churches all over Kenya, all over southern Sudan, all over Ethiopia, all over Syria, all over Iraq, all over Egypt, all over Pakistan, anywhere that someone dares still have a little church or a Christian shrine from thousands of years ago, and a few Christians show up boldly enough in Pakistan or wherever to say, we love you, Jesus, there'll be a bomb there or they'll all get machine gunned. And there won't be one word said in condemnation by the establishment Islamic leaders. Because they have the House of Islam, and everything outside the House of Islam is war. and the Muslims that aren't radical will get killed if they ever speak out against radical Islam. That's how this works. England and the UK won't even take famous women given the death penalty that was reprieved because they're Christians and have been baptized, won't even let people who have death sentences and fatwas out on them come as a refugees from persecution because it, quote, might upset the Muslims. So that's where this stands. Whether it's Charlie Manson killing somebody or whether it's this scumbag Brenton Tarrant and the latest thing that happened yesterday in New Zealand. That's today, today. The day starts over there. These guys are the very same evil people that want to go out and kill men, women, and children who are unarmed. They're cowards. If he thought Islam was so bad, he would have gone and joined the military and gone out and fought radical Islam. Instead, he's another lunatic trying to trigger a race war, and he admits that's what he wants. It's a global race war, conflagration to depopulate the earth because there's too many people. The exact thing that Charlie Manson said in 1969. It's the same spirit. It's an antichrist spirit.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing leading energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm a news hound. And so every Palm Sunday, every Easter particularly, there are, in some cases, hundreds of bombings, always dozens of bombings, from Pakistan to Egypt to Syria to Iraq to southern Sudan to Ethiopia to Kenya. Then there's attacks on shopping malls. There's attacks everywhere. And the Islamists come in and they say, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes." Boom. They blow your head off. And if you're a TV viewer, we're showing you footage of bombs going off and blowing up Christians who dare show up at their church on Christmas or on Palm Sunday. Every Christmas around the world, from Indonesia to Europe, there are trucks running over men, women, and children in the streets. There are people screaming Allah Akbar and shooting individuals. And it's always a tiny footnote, even on Fox News, or maybe an AP headline, but it doesn't get top billing. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Christians killed each year by radical Islam. Hundreds of thousands of people killed total. If you look at the Palm Sunday church bombing of just a year ago in Egypt, killed 43, wounded dozens. But it was a minor footnote compared to terror attack that was terrible in Christchurch, New Zealand, that's killed at least 49. An individual who had left Australia to travel the world, including North Korea and Pakistan. And we've got his manifesto where he says he loves communist China, hates conservatives, hates Christians, but the media is calling him a white Christian. But every time there's an Islamic attack, they say, "Oh, it's not Islamic. ISIS isn't even Islam," Obama said. So that's my issue. I can decry this guy. I think it's terrible what he did, but he's not a Christian. He's not a conservative. He calls himself an eco-fascist that thinks there's too many people. But you notice the media is fighting, the controlled media, to get his manifesto taken down. They say, "Oh, don't give him attention." No, they're giving him lots of attention. They want to project that he's a right-wing Christian. So you and I and all of us can be blamed. And that's the big takeaway they want you to have. Well, the takeaway here is they're covering up what radical Islam does, and you don't ever hear. It's very rare that you see any type of Muslim groups or individuals when there's a mass killing by someone screaming Allah Akbar. They say, "That's not me. I'm not apologizing. I didn't do that. That's not Islam." Okay. Well, then I'm not going to take the blame for this guy. I mean, even if he was, quote, a Christian conservative, I didn't do that. But he hates Christians. He hates conservatives. It's in his manifesto. And he wanted this attention. This is very similar to the attack we saw in Northern Europe. Was it 5-6 years ago? The guy said he was a Knight Templar and was going to do all this. It's too early to know all the details here, but you notice this all streamed on Facebook? Facebook's like a telephone. I do not blame Facebook, and they shouldn't get in trouble. They took it down as soon as they knew. It's like saying if you called up and threatened to kill somebody over a telephone, it's a telephone company to blame. But notice with Gab and Andrew Torba, the guy, 2 minutes before he goes into the synagogue and shoots the people, that tragic event in Pittsburgh last year, that all of conservative internet got blamed. And the fact that he was allowed to post on Gab, he also posted on Facebook, that it was Gab's fault. Just absolutely ridiculous. It's not Facebook's fault. It's not YouTube's fault. You know, that's the headlines. Oh, YouTube, Facebook, and others. You know, they've got a big responsibility here. They're in a bunch of trouble. You're all guilty for what Brenton Tarrant did. No, he was in a country where only single-shot firearms are legal. He somehow had full auto. We'll play some of the audio coming up next segment. We blurred out people actually getting killed. I've already watched this once. It's hard to watch it again, so viewer discretion advised, even though we blurred it out. So here are the toll-free numbers to join us, and then there's a number that's toll because some people can't dial from New Zealand on a 1-800 number. I understand. But however you can get through to the phone line, specifically if you're in New Zealand, if you're in Christchurch, New Zealand, now a major Islamic hub. In Greece, they charged a bunch of people for putting a cross back up on the island of Lesbos, the island of womanly love. And seriously, they did that. They've kind of named an island off Mexico a similar name, the island of women, Isla Mujeres. But they put the sign back up, so they arrested them for hate because the Muslims can't even see a cross. See, we bring in an incompatible religion that doesn't, once it gets to high enough numbers, live incompatibly with us, that historically always attacks us, and then we wonder when a screwball goes and does this. It's terrible. But they don't humanize the thousands of churches bombed and shot up every year from Indonesia to Germany. They don't ever humanize the Christmas parties shot up in San Bernardino. Oh, it's not Muslims, even though they were screaming Allah Akbar and kicking over the Christmas trees and asking, are you Christian? Are you Jew? Boom! When the Muslims attacked the Kenyan situation. And again, most Muslims don't want to kill people. But the point is that the radical ones are the ones that want control, like a gang. So here's the toll-free number for folks to call in from New Zealand. I believe you dial in 001-877-789-2539. But you live in New Zealand. You know how to call the states. We'll put you right at the front of the line. We're only taking calls from New Zealand. 001-877-789-2539 or 001-512-646-1776. 001-512-646-1776. And if you live in the nearby area and you want to go cover what's happening or be a correspondent, we would love to see what you have to do. I even want to start a system where we have some Skype numbers we put out on air, some Skype handles, and then we only give it out for folks, you know, to call in who are on the ground there in New Zealand. In fact, I want to do that later today. I want to give out a Skype handle that we'll only use, obviously, in times of emergency for people to call in with live reportage so we can actually see what's happening. Now, if you can't get in via the toll-free number, it's 001-512-646-1776, 001-512-646-1776. Those are the numbers for folks in New Zealand. We have such a big audience in New Zealand, in Australia. It's huge. But I would expect we're going to get some calls specifically from New Zealand. Let's open the phones up first for New Zealand. But this guy was an Aussie. Did anybody know him? Did anybody know about these groups of communists he says he's involved in? Do you see the parallels with Charles Manson wanting to cause a revolution, wanting to cause a race war, wanting to cause a civil war? It's all in his manifesto. And again, I don't want to give him attention. The media is going to give it total attention, but misrepresent what he said in his manifesto. So it's important that we now give attention to who this little monster is. He's a monster. And when the radical Islamists is going to church and bombing or blow every year in Syria, they try to have Christmas. Very tolerant, nice Islamic country. They had to put the military out to guard the churches because the radical Muslims want to blow that up. Speaking of that, Syrian girl, she lives in Australia. Her family was thrown out by Assad. She's no fan, but she's an expert on what's happened over there, proving to be a great source. She's got a big take from Australia. And then your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to Syrian Girl, been a great reporter the last 6-7 years on the whole Syria war. Great sources. She lives in Australia. She is in exile out of Syria because of Assad. She's not even a fan of Assad, but she did not support, obviously, the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Western takeover. She's going to be joining us, and I know it's 5 a.m. in New Zealand, but we routinely get calls from New Zealand. We get a lot of calls from Australia. So if you're in New Zealand, you go to the head of the line. The next group is Australians to give us your take. Again, I know it's 5, 6 a.m., depending on the time zone over there, but we want to hear from you. We want to get your take on this. Dial however you dial your country code to the U.S. and then 512-646-7625. 1776, 512-646-1776. There's different ways to do it with different numbers. So you're the experts living in New Zealand or Australia. I guess it's 001, then 512-646-1776, or 001-877-789-2539. Some people won't need, if you're on an internet phone, to obviously dial the prefix, but it's your operation, because we want to hear from you, your take on this. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment. Here's my takeaway. The media is going to hype this to create major division. And every time there's radical Islamic attacks on churches by the hundreds, there's almost no coverage. When the radical jihadis are being funded by the West, there's no coverage of the sex slavery, really any of it. Also, this guy says he's a communist that hates the conservatives and Christians. That's in his manifesto. The media is not saying that. We have the article on Infowars.com. A man with a single-shot shotgun drove the coward out of there. So a good guy with a gun. If I had a mosque or a Christian church or period, you better have somebody armed there. Because these mass shooters, the media hypes it up. They, instead of death by cop, they just want to go kill a bunch of people. And the more they hype it, the more it happens. I hate having to hype it, but they're going to misrepresent that he's a big conservative Christian. So we have to show you who he really is. So there's that angle. There's also the helter-skelter angle that 1969, Charlie Manson, who's involved in the whole CIA cult, just like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, that's declassified, was in MKUltra. He went and killed Sharon Tate and others to blame it on black people to cause a race war. Think about that. And so that's what this scumbag, Brenton Tarrant, says he wants in his manifesto. I've got a copy of the manifesto right here. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com, where he hated conservatives. New Zealand mosque terrorist described himself as an eco-fascist who hated conservatism and admired communist China. We're going to go to Syrian girl from Australia via Skype in a moment. But first, please don't forget we're listener-supported. We cover the hard topics. We get into the issues nobody else will. That's why they're trying to shut us down, because we're waking a lot of people up and we're having an effect. So, we're running the biggest special of the year so far, store-wide free shipping, and 50% off all InfoWars Life high-quality products and a bunch of other big specials as well. And you get double Patriot points on your next order in your little profile. Instead of getting 5% on the next order, you get 10%. You sign up for auto-ship, additional 10%, cancel any time. That's 20% off your next order with 50% off. When you take advantage of that, we lose money on most of these. But I know you're going to love our fish oil, our ultimate turmeric formula, our other products so much that you're going to want to reorder. So BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock, 50% off out of the gates. Thank God we're able to get that done. 50% off Supermel Vitality, 50% off Bodies, 50% off Alpha Power. All Super Blue products, 50% off. DNA Force, 50% off. 50% off the Sleep Aid Knockout. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. It's all the best deals ever, and it helps fund the InfoWar, so thank you for your support. Now, I have some breaking news, and we'll go to Syrian girl, Oliver Darcy, who spends his life defaming me, lying about me, trying to get me off the air, says, you don't have to go to places like 4chan to see vile racist commentary. Just go to some of the far-right websites in the U.S. and look at the comments. Message boards, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, many reprehensible comments from users on stories, RE Terror Attack. Hey, how do we know it's not you, Oliver Darcy, like Jesse Smollett? Because back when we did our own comments, we used to track some of the IP addresses. You'd have people saying racist things against whites and racist things against blacks, and it was the same person most of the time. How do we know it isn't a Jesse Smollett and isn't a bunch of you trolls at CNN that have been caught staging stuff before? You want to say that and try to shut things down, to shut comments down. You sniveling little monster. All right, Syrian girl joins us. Thank you so much for coming on the broadcast. I know it's very early in the morning, Australia time. I don't want to get time zones wrong. So what time is it, Syrian girl? Maram Susli, I always mispronounce your beautiful name. So I just call you Syrian girl, at Partisan Girl, still on Twitter, YouTube, Syrian girl, Partisan. What time is it in Australia?
Actually, Alex, it's about only half an hour past midnight because I'm in the west coast of Australia, which is like the wild, wild west. So it's like even a different time zone to the east coast. But thank you for having me on. I really appreciate always that you give me a platform, and I respect you and your show and everything you've helped us show what's going on, especially in Syria. So I guess we should talk about this attack that happened not in Australia, but New Zealand, which is basically like Australia's Canada. You know, they're right next door to us. We have very similar history, culture, etc., etc. And the guy that did this was Australian as well. Apparently he was going there for work. But his manifesto is a garbled mess. I mean, in it he talks about Candace Owen being his greatest influencer. And I think he did that on purpose to take her down because she is a black woman. And he, in some parts of his manifesto, proclaimed to be a white nationalist. At the same time, he talked about climate change, you know, not hating Muslims, but still shooting up Muslims. And he also, as far as I know, I haven't read the whole thing, but he also said, don't do what I'm doing. So why are you doing it? You know, he said he wants to create basically a civil war. He wants Muslims to retaliate and for there to be chaos and bloodshed. Because if you want a war, you need soldiers, you need armies, and you need casualties. And unfortunately, I believe that things like this have been a direct consequence of foreign policy. Since the beginning, since the 1980s, when Al-Qaeda was created in order to shut down what was a secular regime in Afghanistan, they started funding these terrorists. And at that time, you know, these guys were portrayed as the heroes. And then the same government brings refugees over to the United States or the West or Australia, and they drum up Islamophobia while at the same time, bringing in refugees and trying to crush and silence these very people that end up doing these shootings that might be against immigration. And then
bottom line, Syrian girl, you're saying they're trying to create a clash of civilizations. When we come back, we'll talk about that PNAC neocon plan that you're an expert on. But just pulling back from this, you make great points. He blames PewDiePie. He blames Candace Owens. He says he's doing it for them. Candace Owens calls for nonviolence. He says she's the most ultimately violent person on earth. It's like he's trying to frame these people.
Yeah. Absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, if he is lying about that, then how can we take anything that's written in the manifesto seriously? But the interesting thing is that Al-Qaeda did vow revenge for the Christchurch attack just on social media, but they promised to kill more Syrians as a consequence of that, because they're currently in Idlib in Syria, holed up there. And unfortunately, the last time that Syria tried to attack Idlib, the U.S. under Nikki Haley actually threatened.
Well, you are one of the top experts on this. When we come back, we'll talk about it. We've also got callers from New Zealand and Australia. Stay with us, the Syrian girl. I'm Alex Jones. You're not going to get live coverage like this anywhere else. Please spread the live links.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Bar-Arm Soufli, a.k.a. Syrian Girl. She's been all over international television, you name it. Her family was at the top of the ruling party there decades ago, thrown out by Assad. She's no fan of Assad, but she's given the most piercing on-target analysis of the fake chemical attacks, now all confirmed, the white helmets working with ISIS and with criminal elements of her own government, now the attempts to block Trump from pulling out. She's been amazing. We do have Cherie in New Zealand, who I'm going to go to here in just a few minutes, and Alex is in Wyoming, but he's from Australia. I know it's 5 a.m. there, you know, almost 1 a.m. in Australia. Hard to believe they got like five different time zones. It's such a big continent. And as you described, it's New Zealand's an island north of it, but it is like their Canada. And so the toll-free number to join us, we've given that out. We'll give it out again in the next hour. We're going to go to Cherie and Alex here in a moment. But recapping, we'll play some of these clips. Him saying, okay, go subscribe to PewDiePie. Or, man, I love Candace Owens, but she's so radical and her calls for violence are so more serious than I am. It's all very sarcastic, very sick. I haven't read the whole manifesto, but he sounds like an Antifa lunatic. You're a smart cookie, Syrian girl. What do you think?
Well, he describes himself as like a centrist, actually, picking out ideas from both sides. And actually, he played lots of kind of comedic music But I think that it's not just about this guy, because he's a product of really something much bigger than him. He's a product of the situation that's been created by governments, which is why I have to bring this back to the hypocrisy of governments who have been saying all these, you know, lovely words, sympathy for Muslims, and they're pretending to care, but at the same time, they're bombing Muslims in the Middle East, and they're supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda that have been killing Muslims in the Middle East. And, you know, they're tweeting about relishing the death, the stabbing of Gaddafi in the street. They're relishing in barbarism. And yet they censor channels like yours. You know, channels that have been trying to expose this. And I'm coming at this as both a nationalist and a Muslim. And I'm from a country that suffered perhaps more terrorism than any country in the world. And many of the people there were both Muslim and Christian that suffered from it. But it seems that they don't really matter because they're not in the West. But, you know, that brings me to the point that at the end of the day, who's suffering this cycle? It's all innocent people. And Al-Qaeda vowed revenge on Syrians because that's where they are right now. That's their headquarters. And unfortunately, Trump has been pushed into this policy of not getting out of Syria. That was something that he promised to do. But now the U.S. is giving $5 million to the White Helmets, a group that is linked to Al-Qaeda. And one of its members, actually, happens to be someone who the U.K. took the citizenship away from because of his ties to Al-Qaeda. He is actually...
Well, let's be clear. It's the oldest trick in the book.
British man.
It's the oldest trick in the book to pose as a... somebody in the Red Cross, but really you're the military, to pose as an ambulance as you're shipping munitions across enemy lines. So we understand that. We'll have you back up soon to get into all the geopolitical systems. It's been too long. You should come on at least every month, and I know you do come on our other shows. But pulling back, because I want to go to some calls from Sheree in New Zealand, who's holding, and Alex from Australia, and you'll ride shotgun with us and give your analysis. It's just that I can't help but think this really smells weird. And I don't know exactly what's amiss, but...
It is the Ides of March.
It is the Ides of March when this happened. That was yesterday there. It's here today. I said, look for something big on the Ides of March. I want your take on that. And also, semi-autos and autos are illegal in New Zealand. So how did he get those? He's from another country. How did he get them? They have strict gun control.
There's explosive devices in the truck, by the way. It's all rigged with explosives.
Exactly. So how did he get all this military equipment? This proves gun control is a fraud. And then a guy with a single-shot shotgun is the guy that drove this coward away.
They have gun laws in New Zealand and Australia, like really extreme gun laws. So obviously, if you're a criminal and you want to get a gun, you're going to get a gun. It's completely ridiculous to even talk about gun laws. I mean, Syria has gun laws. You know, I think that question is mute. I did want to say that with the U.S. foreign policy, it's also that they're backing these Marxist Kurdish militias that are ethnically cleansing Assyrian Christians. And, you know, this was part of a plan, because why the Ides of March? You know, what possible next step is going to happen? Is there going to be a bigger crackdown on censorship? This guy, either he's a useful idiot or he's a madman. But obviously they're going to exploit what he's doing to crack down and censor nationalists who really do want to have a conversation about foreign policy and mass migration. And I'm saying that as an immigrant. So, like, this conversation needs to be had. It has to be had with Muslims as well. You know, we need to be open about it and not suppressing it. Because what's going to happen is going to blow up and cause these maniacs from both sides to start killing each other. And, you know, everyone's going to get caught in the crossfire.
Well, I couldn't say it any better. And I think you just brought in the missing element in the last 53 minutes. I thought I'd covered the waterfront. They're openly blaming Facebook and YouTube and Twitter for clips of the video he streamed on Facebook being grabbed. It's been taken down everywhere. They're nothing but communication systems. It's like saying get rid of a car because somebody might use a car illegally, or get rid of a butcher knife. Well, England's trying to have licenses for knives now, and many stores won't sell steak knives anymore. It's like putting football helmets on all our heads because we might fall and hit our heads. The nanny state is here, and so they're just like they blamed Gab for somebody saying, I'm going to go in and, you know, do something minutes before he did. Now they're blaming these big tech companies who, again, we have Section 230. They're protected. It's a communications forum. You don't shut down the town square because homeless are, you know, throwing up on it at night and because somebody got shot there. Everybody knows town squares have violence at 3 a.m. sometimes. You don't blame the town square. And so blaming these supposedly free open spaces that we have, what I call free squares, you know, doing something like that is just asinine. It's like saying somebody used their eyes to point a gun, so let's gouge everybody's eyeballs out.
Absolutely, and there's a double standard. I mean, they choose what to censor and what not to censor. I mean, Time magazine won an award for filming a beheading of a Syrian soldier. But when the CIA vetted these guys that turned out to be not so moderate and beheaded a 12-year-old boy, his face in that beheading video was censored. At the same time, you know, like in Abu Ghraib, all the videos of that torture was on. Gaddafi's stabbing, that was shown. You know, so they're very selective.
Oh, I showed the minivan getting blown up from WikiLeaks after everybody else had shown it and my page got taken down. Great point, Syrian girl. Let's go to Cherie in New Zealand, our first caller, and then to Alex from Australia. Cherie, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. What's your take on this tragedy?
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm a huge fan. Calling from New Zealand. Well, the whole thing's a bit surreal, really. The reason why I want to call is the timing of it's really interesting. We've just had a huge measles scare here in New Zealand. And it's all happened down in Christchurch with the top immunisation rates in the country and this huge measles outbreak and this big push to get everyone to have the MMR shot, mainly middle-aged people. And then this happens, and, you know, there's something weird about it going. There's something very, very strange about it all. The timing, yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh yes, ma'am. I'm just listening to you because
we're just taking it in.
How far away do you live from Christchurch?
I'm in the North Island, but my sister-in-law is actually down in the South Island. But she's actually in Christchurch right now, so she I can get more information from her today. She was in lockdown yesterday. I haven't really talked to her over the phone, but I'm sure that I'll find out more information about it today. But she watched the whole video. I don't think she watched it live, but somehow she managed to watch the video, the whole thing, because I just was talking to her on the messenger, and I said, did you watch the whole thing? She said, yes. So I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, things like this don't happen here, Alex, you know, like there's not even a real racial tone between the Muslims and, you know, New Zealanders. It's although where I do... I used to live in Hamilton, which is in the Waikato, and there was a mosque down the road that got torched a couple of times, but that's neither here nor there, really. I mean, that was a while ago. Yeah, so it's just really bizarre. But I just find it really bizarre how it happened. Because all of a sudden, the whole country is talking about this measles, fear, panic.
That's right. Got to take the vaccines. You stay there. I want to come back in 60 seconds with you, answering girl, and then Alex from Australia. I want to ask, how do you get all these guns? I mean, you have very strict gun control laws. How do you get hand grenades? Stay with us. Hour number two as we break this down. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.